When you first had that vision of your mother and father being in a car accident, had you ever had anything like that before in your lifetime?
I had, but as a kid, many times I would know who was coming to the house before they got there or who was calling. But they were just little things like that. It was nothing like life and death. I had had memories of other lifetimes, both on this earth and other planes. But again, it wasn't a life and death thing. I had experiences of traveling outside of my body. So there were experiences of certain things, but this really shook me up. It got me to take this seriously, that it wasn't just like a trivial pursuit game, that there was something bigger going on here.
So from the time you had that vision and the time till the time that actually happened when you were 21, how did you live with that? Did you wonder, is it today? Is today the day?
Well, I didn't know if it was going to happen. And I didn't know if that wasn't just me making that up, that there was some dark aspect of my personality that wanted that to manifest. So I suppose that is partly why I kept that a secret. I didn't know if it was me or whether it was fated to happen.
When you describe the whole, the family kind of finding out, and then the way your mother actually told you, it sounds kind of magical or mystical or something like that. But on the human level, how did that feel? Were you dreading what the news might be, or did you just have the knowingness that this is what this is? I remember this.
It was like deja vu. When I was notified, again, I was in my apartment and I needed to drive down to my grandparents' house where we were meeting. My car was low on gas, so I needed to get gasoline. That was also part of the vision I had, stopping pumping gas. Like who would have a vision like pumping gas and yet it was exactly the same. The station, I usually don't go to that station because it was too expensive and I'm too cheap, but I want to get gas someplace where it's cheaper. But there I was, and it was the same. It was the same. So when my mother talked to me, when she kept telling me that I've died, but everything's okay, the way she said it, the feeling that came over was so comforting. It was so calming. Like, okay, well, there's nothing wrong then. So I didn't have any fears with that. There was actually peace. She was telling me, I've died and everything's fine, and your father's gonna be okay too. But he's gonna be in the hospital for a while.
Did you have a fear of death before that happened?
I don't think so. Not
Had you
really.
ever had that fear of death?
No, not
Hmm.
really.
How do you account for that?
I don't know. I just maybe it's that I've had other memories of other lifetimes, and so to see the transition from one to another, maybe it just wasn't so traumatic to me. Now, at my age now, it's even harder to see that the veil. I work so much with people on both sides of the veil, that's really not, it doesn't hold the trauma or the stigma that maybe some other people have with it.
So how did you, obviously your sister had a different reaction than you had because the experience was yours, it wasn't hers. And in the normal, human world, it's so tragic when something like that happens. How did you communicate your experience to your other family members, or did you?
I tried, and some were open to that. But I think until we have our own experience of that, that we really can't know. It's just a story until then. So my sister was still pretty flipped out, but I just had this calm. It's, what can be more calming than when somebody's passed on and they come to you specifically and they tell you, it's all right. You know, that's all you need to know. So I didn't push it. I didn't try to force people to believe my experience. But if they were curious, I would tell them what happened.
When she was gone, did you miss her?
Yeah. But not in the normal sense. I think my longing was more for... See, because we were communicating all the time. In fact, maybe we were talking more when she was on the other side than when she was here and I was away at college. So from that perspective, there wasn't a longing. There was actually this great friendship blossoming that wasn't just this mother-son relationship. That it was a friendship beyond just the roles we were playing, this mother and son. But I did have some regret over, you know, I wasn't a perfect kid, and I wasn't close, and I probably could have done things better to make her life easier or better, or at least less stressful. So in that sense, I had some regret, yeah.
I'm wondering how, so we're in these human forms, and you've had this experience that, you know, like the following year at Christmas that you didn't think, oh, I wish, you know, my mother in that human form, that familiarity wasn't there, but your experience wasn't just that one experience. It just was kind of a continual thing, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was. When we had our first Christmas without her, that natural tendency was there. Yeah, this feels weird. Where's Mom? I wish she was here. But at the same time, I had been having these weekly conversations with her, and she's telling me what she's doing on the other side. She helps children when they cross over. Some children that get sick die, and so she would help those that come over. And the ones that are sick but don't end up dying, she would help them in their health as well. So that was a role that she had, that she quickly stepped into on the other side. She also told me some of her purpose in her life, and that event was, that was her time. That was, you know, at some level of her being, in conjunction with the divine, that was her destiny. So once somebody tells you that, it's kind of hard to have a longing in the traditional sense that I wish their human form was here, when you know that that's really was their role and they played it and their time was up.